The Great Key Caper with Sasquatch Sam. In the bustling household of the Carters, there was a swirling tornado of morning chaos. Mom's voice crescendoed above the whirlwind, "My car keys! Where are my car keys?" She frantically searched high and low, under couch cushions and inside the sugar jar. Lucas, with his tiny backpack bouncing, tugged at his mother's sleeve. "Mom, we're going to be super-duper late for school," he squeaked, his eyes wide with the panic of missing circle time. Mom was also racing against time to not miss her dentist appointment. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Amid the frantic search, Mom paused, a light bulb flickering in her thoughts. "Lucas, has Sam been here?" Lucas grinned sheepishly. You see, Sam wasn't your average best friend. He was tall, excessively furry, and had an impressive talent for hide-and-seek. Sasquatch Sam, the most iconic creature in American folklore, had a peculiar penchant for hiding shiny things, especially car keys. "Maybe," Lucas replied, a giggle tumbling out. "Let's check the cookie jar." And there, nestled between chocolate chip cookies and crumbs, were the shimmering keys, just as Mom suspected. Sam's unique way of saying hello once again ended in a wild key chase. As they finally headed out the door, Mom chuckled, "That Sasquatch, he does love his games." And Lucas, hand in hand with his mother, hoped that next time Sam would stick to hiding socks. As they drove off, they spotted a large, furry figure waving from behind a tree, a mischievous twinkle in his eye. Mom honked and, with a gentle shake of her head, decided that next time she'd leave Sam a shiny key-shaped cookie as an epic trade-off for her car keys.